Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I'm Lindsay Bush, the HR Director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
Hey, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, and we are on this journey to a better you, to a better us. We always just say, you know, we are into helping people just kind of live their best lives, feel their best, and we're kind of in it with everybody, too.
Yes, so, today we're so excited. It's Valentine's Day here. I mean, I don't know when you're going to listen to this. It could be any time. So what we're going to talk about today is relatable at any time of your life, but we're feeling extra lovey today. And we have a super exciting guest with us. Susie, you want to introduce her?
I sure do. So, Mandy, I'm trying to think about how many years it was ago, I guess, that we first met. We kind of have a funny story. I feel like everybody that comes on here, we have a funny story about how we met. Do you want to share it? It's kind of a good one, I think.
I think it would have been back in like, I think 2016, somewhere around there is when we met. So, probably 8 years ago, I think. I could be completely wrong about that. But Cass County Fair, those of you local that like to go to the Cass County Fair, evening activities at the Cass County Fair. And I like to dance, so we can leave it at that.
And Mandy, I had known of her because she was a school counselor at a local school, and she helped a lot of people that I knew and from that school, and so we'd kind of met, and she kind of cornered me and asked me if I would be her supervisor to get her license to be a therapist, a little LPC, and I said absolutely. I love Mandy, and why don't you come kind of join us and help other people make an impact in this world. And so Mandy's been kind of one of our I feel like our right hand man at Country Crossroads Counseling as far as just helping grow the team and the culture and everything that we work so hard for at Country Crossroads. So Mandy, you want to tell you like your official title so people know
So
what you do?
I'm a licensed professional counselor, so an LPC. I'm part of the leadership team. I am the location leader of Warrensburg, and then also the school-based therapist director here for Country Crossroads.
And you are super passionate about mental health, and I know you kind of focus on a couple things. We're in a rural area, for those of you that are also in rural areas listening, and we really find it important to get the word out to the masses about mental health. And so we really normalize, you know, I know Mandy, you're very passionate about men seeking help and about men's mental health and doing the work there. And so yeah, we're really grateful for you too. But today we're going to talk about Mandy had a good idea because I think we've mentioned like the love languages on here, but we haven't really kind of deep dived into it and kind of explored it. So Mandy had that idea and we're like, let's do it. Let's talk about it. It's Valentine's Day, and like Lindsay said,
Perfect
you might not
time.
be listening, but I feel like this can benefit anybody in any relationship, regardless, even if it's a romantic relationship or even a parent-child or a coworker. It's just huge. So Mandy, you want to share a little bit about love languages and kind of what they are, maybe for somebody that doesn't know, has never heard of them?
Yeah, so when we think about love, we really, love is love, but we all feel it in different ways. How do we respect each other? How do we communicate with each other? How do we make each other feel important and make each other feel loved? And actually, I got the little book here. Oh, you can't see it. I'm a little blurred out, but The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman is really the best book that I've ever found that explains it. Very easy read and very cheap. You can pick it up at Hobby Lobby, $7.99. Hobby Lobby, it's great. But really what it focuses on is the five different love languages. So acts of service, quality time, physical touch, gift giving, and then words of affirmation. And again, it's each one of those really explain how each one of us feel love.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like knowing what your love language is, like how you like to receive, you know, your love, and then also knowing your people that you're around, what kind of, you know, is their love language. And we talk about Merle and kind of joke about him on the show, but he's definitely like an acts of service guy. And he will, you know, change the oil in my car, and he'll make sure everything's running around the property and the ranch. And like, that's kind of his way, acts of service, as he shows, you know, he's a provider, that kind of thing. And I'm completely different than that. I am a words of affirmation person where I want to hear, you know what I mean? I want to hear that you love me. I want to hear that, you know, I'm enough, like all of that kind of stuff. So it's just really cool. And there's actually a really good app. I don't know if you guys have ever used it, but it's called the Love Nudge. And when I do couples counseling with people, I always encourage them to download it, and it gives you like a little survey and you can find out what your love language is. It's free. It's a free app, I believe. And then the other thing is that it gives you little prompts. So that you can if like mine is an acts of service, but you know, giving the other person little ideas, if you will, to kind of keep the romance alive, and it's really cool. So it's called Love Nudge.
Yeah, I think you made a great point though, Susie. It's not just about intimate love with your partner or with your romantic. It, you know, we all feel love. And so even when we're with our family or our friends or our coworkers or any of those, all three of my children, I know feel love completely different. And me understanding the love languages, I know what to do for each one of them to make them feel loved. But I know when I'm working with clients, a lot of times they're not feeling loved. They don't feel it from their family. I'm currently working with a teenager who doesn't feel it from her mother. She thinks that, you know, she's kind of the middle child syndrome. And when you break it down to, well, let's look at what your mother's love language is versus what your love language is. So when people can really understand that and then step back and be like, oh, they do love me. They are showing it just in their way
Their
versus,
way. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I love that
Yeah.
you said that, Mandy, because that's something I always go to when I think about love languages is like, I know, and I feel like I change all the time. I don't know. I'm kind of a chameleon. I like different things in different moments, but I do have, you know, certain things that I like more than others. But then recognizing like the way I want to show love isn't necessarily what my partner wants or needs. And then I feel like sometimes you feel a little like, oh, taken back. Like, I did that because I love you, but you didn't accept it or receive it the way I expected you to. But then understanding it's not necessarily because they don't like it or whatever, but it's just not the way they receive love. So just respecting other people's love being different than how you would normally just naturally want to give love. I think that's important because some things just come natural. Some people just want to buy gifts and think you can buy people's love. And even though, you know, it's coming from the right place, that might not be what gets to that other person. So just kind of recognizing the thing that's natural for you is not necessarily natural or the accepting piece of that other person. I think that's really important to kind of look at, especially if you're feeling like your love isn't reciprocated, maybe.
Yeah. Lindy, what's your love language?
I don't know, and that's what's funny. So it's not a I mean, if you know me, I've kind of been through some things and went through a divorce, and I feel like my ex-husband, I had a very different love language that I needed from him. And that's just kind of I think just our relationship. It's what it was. And then in this new relationship that I'm in, I like things that I never thought I would like. And maybe it's just because it's the dynamic of the relationship, but I definitely bounce around a lot. Maybe I'm a little needy, I don't know. but I love physical touch, and not necessarily in a sexual nature, because I think that's what everybody thinks when you think about physical touch. It's like it has to be, oh, you know, you're having so much intimacy time and things like that. And that's not for me. Like just having a hand on my shoulder or my back, just letting me know you're there or you know that I'm there. Like I love that feeling of like security. So I don't know. For me, that right now, that's my language. I think till tomorrow, probably.
Mandy, what's yours?
You know, mine is actually, and I just, when we were talking about this, I just retook the quiz this morning actually to see what it was again, to see if it kind of changed. And it was still words of affirmation, which is so interesting to me because, and Susie, I'm sure you've picked up on this, I get very uncomfortable with compliments.
Yes.
And so it's very interesting to me that. Why does that make me so uncomfortable when I crave that, when I need that? And I think it's because, you know, that's how I feel loved and it makes me feel important, but then it kind of throws you kind of over that ledge a little bit.
For sure. Yeah, no, I know. And isn't that interesting that you've picked up on that and you're aware of that about yourself?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's really cool.
I learned a couple of years ago, I learned a huge life lesson. And this was somebody that was working with us on our team. And we had had kind of an interaction where she was kind of feeling overwhelmed and overworked and that kind of stuff. And we had a conversation about it. And I, you guys know me, like I am like all about compliments. Like I, you know, kind of go over the top, like on my emails and the newsletter. And I just, I appreciate you guys. I love you so much. You know, like I, that's just my personality. That's just who I am. I get that from my mom. You guys know my mom. But anyways, and so, and that's like a how I show. And then I was having this conversation with somebody, and she basically told me, and I, it was a huge life lesson for me. She said, you know, that she felt like she needed a raise in that moment, and that she was doing extra work and whatever. And I realized her, that was her love language. Like she didn't care. I could tell her all day long how wonderful she is. To her, that meant nothing. And so then I'm like, okay, for her, money talks. You know what I mean? And so let's figure out then a way, you know, that we can work with this here. But it was just kind of an eye-opening experience. And I think, Lindsay, you've even talked about we should do like love languages at some of our trainings. So because we spend so much time working, like the average human spends, you know, a majority of their life in their workplace. So just even figuring out around you what their love language, I think, could be really helpful for people out there too. So.
I think it's just as important as a personality assessment that we do with people, learning how to deal with people in the way that they just their day-to-day functions of life, how they want to be talked to. And I know we've done different trainings, and Susie knows all about the color training and those kind of things. And I've done some where you're a fox or a monkey or a lion or a horse, and I love those things and I think they're super important. But then it doesn't always tell you that softer side. Like I feel like that is the who you show up to at work and at home when you're being that delegator or being that, you know, that person with responsibilities. But what about that softer side? What do you need whenever you are just in, you're vulnerable and you need that other person or that love from anyone, your kids, your spouse, your family, friends even? Like I think it is very important to just know those things, because truly in and even in work, you can't, you're not ever going to get as far as you want to go if you don't understand the person as a whole. You have to look at somebody as an entity, the entire person, not just who they show up to at, as work. So I think it's really important. And I definitely think we should do that next time for sure.
I actually just book Gary Chapman came out with another one, and it's the Five Love Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. So that's going to be kind of my next leadership book
Hey,
that I'm going to read, and I'll let
I
you know how
love
that goes.
that.
Yay, I love that too. Let us know how that is and what I think feel like anything by Gary is so good. And if you haven't done the book and maybe you're not a reader, just even Google it. You know what I mean? Just like look it up, like chat GPT it and just, you know, look and see what these are and just get familiar with yours. It will really help your relationships in so many ways. And we always kind of have a call to action on the show because we want people to be growing and learning. And I think I feel like our call to action to our listeners today is to figure out what your love language is and then figure out kind of those around you, your kids, your spouse, your friends, your family, that kind of stuff, because it'd be really helpful. I also, you know, I always talk about the Harvard study that was done on human happiness, and they followed, you know, on this group of people over 80 years. And that's the longest study that was ever done on human happiness. And they found, they checked in with them every 10 years, and they found at the end of it that the thing that made people the very happiest is not money, not fame, not success, not material things. It's the people that you have around you. And it's your relationships that bring you the most joy. And so I know that relationships also bring us the most pain, though. You know, they cause us the most hurt, but they also cause the most love. And so it's kind of that no risk, no reward kind of thing is, you know, you take the risk of loving somebody, but it just rewards you so much and it makes your life much better. So yeah. Do you guys have any closing kind of thoughts or anything else you feel like our viewers could maybe benefit from today when we're talking about relationships and love languages?
I think
I
just
have, I'm flooded. Yeah. I'm flooded with thoughts and things. I'm like, but I know we try to keep it short. So I'm like, what can I not, can I say that's not going to dive us into another deep dive topic? So.
conversation. I think you guys made some great points about it, though, is just making sure that you recognize what yours is and what the people around you are, you know, the people you love. And if they mean something to you, then what can you do to fill up their love tank? How do you show them extra appreciation, especially on those days you're really focused on them or thinking about them, or you know they're struggling or whatever it is? How do you make those changes? Because it is going to impact your relationships so much when you understand those that you love.
And
For
I
sure.
think to piggyback off that, be vocal too. If you love someone and you know they love you and they want, I think it's okay to tell them what you need, and not feel selfish or feel like they should just know. They're not mind readers. They don't know. They only know what they know. So just don't be afraid to have that con or those hard conversations. Or they don't have to be hard, but maybe just over dinner or something, just talk about it and or read the book and encourage them to read the book and then and have a conversation.
For sure. Mandy, you said love tank, and it made me think of, have you guys ever heard of the jar, the marble jar analogy when talking? Like, I use it all the time with my couples that I see, but it's like every single, like what you want to do, let's pretend I've got a jar here, and what you want to do in your relationship is you both want to be adding marbles into the jar. And marbles could be giving your partner a compliment. It could be going on a date. It could be quality time together. It could be an act of service. It could be anything, right? Like whatever. And you want your marble jar full. Like you both are just giving, giving, giving. But what happens is sometimes in relationships is that sometimes people don't reciprocate. Like you said, like tell them that you love them, Lindsay. And then every time somebody doesn't reciprocate, or somebody, you know, is unfaithful, or somebody does things, like marbles come out of the jar. Right. And then sometimes what happens is you get down to like there's no marbles kind of left in that jar. And then that's kind of when your relationships kind of start falling apart. So it's like, be thinking, what can you do to add marbles to your relationship jars? You know, and just kind of, I'm a very visual person, so I always kind of liked that analogy. So add marbles to the jars, ladies.
I love that.
Yeah.
And men. I know there's men out
And
there
men, oh,
listening.
for
All
sure,
you
for sure.
guys, everybody. Well, thank you
Yes.
guys. Thank you, Mandy, so much for being with us. You're so amazing and wonderful. And I know we're going to have you back again because you are a wealth of knowledge, girl. And you have so much to give out all of our listeners. So I'm so glad you're here. You did great.
Let me feel it.
You did
Yeah,
amazing.
you did amazing, Mandy, and you've got so many good things. So we're so grateful for you, and we're grateful for all of our people that listen and enjoy the show. We've loved the feedback, and we always want to constantly hear from you guys. And Lindsay, tell them where to find us.
Yes, please follow us on Facebook. Really, I don't know if it's just because the older generation we are, we're not on all the things yet, but we can be. We'll get there. But right now, Facebook's really the best way to find us. Country Crossroads Counseling. And then also, you can always look at our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com, and find our email. Shoot us an email or shoot us a message on Facebook. Let us know what do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? We want to be on this journey with you. So, if you let us know what you want to hear and talk about, we would love to do that.